Hello. Welcome back to another Nugget of Truth. You know, I've had the opportunity to travel in some of the poorest people groups in the world. And what I see among the Christian communities in those countries is that signs, wonders, and miracles have not vanished. You know, perhaps it's because when you're in a poor country that doesn't provide any kind of services such as health care or unemployment benefits or welfare, you have to trust in God because there are absolutely no other options. Now, Jesus says in Matthew 6:33 that if you seek him and his righteousness, the answer to all of the issues of life will be given to you. The Bible teaches us how to live rightly, but sometimes life throws you a curveball. And your situation may seem hopeless at those times. It's during those times that we need to turn to Jesus. You see, the world says, see and then believe. But Jesus says, believe and then you will see. The key to seeing the miraculous is to believe in and to be connected to Jesus. Now, perhaps you've noticed that what you're not focused on, you tend to miss. Now, I've missed things because I was distracted from what I should have seen or heard. That which we don't expect or we're unaware of, we often overlook. Sometimes it's the thing right in front of us that we can't see. We become so conditioned to it being there that we become absolutely blinded to it. This can also apply to smells. You know, I learned a new term on TV. It's called being nose blind. And it means that the body has the capacity to shut off the awareness of a constant smell or odor. Ever notice that when you first put on a perfume or cologne, you can smell it on you, but after a while, you don't even notice it. That's what I'm talking about. It's there, but you don't notice. The same is true of words. I remember learning many years ago, learning the word ubiquitous, which means to appear or to be found everywhere. In other words, to be common. Back in the day, I had one of those 365-day calendars, and on each day, there was a new word to learn. Now, the word ubiquitous was a word that I had never heard or read before. Yet once I learned the word, I saw that word popping up in conversation and especially in my readings. What that showed me is that my mind would skip over a word that I didn't know, and it was there, but I didn't notice it. Now you know what the word ubiquitous means, to be everywhere, to be common. I'll bet that within the next few days, you'll see or hear that word. Now, have you ever purchased something that you thought was unique or not common, only to find out that everyone had one? You see, we can be oblivious to that which we are overly familiar or overlook things that we don't know. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that he wanted to make us aware of spiritual things, in particular spiritual gifts. His words were, I don't want you to be ignorant of. Ignorant in this sense simply means to not know about. Miracles, signs, and wonders are important events in the life of a Christian. But they can be completely missed or overlooked because, number one, we're ignorant of the fact that we are spiritual. As I said a couple of times before, we're not human beings having a spiritual experience, Christianity. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. See, how you see yourself determines how you see life and how you see your relationship with God. Sometimes we're not focused on spiritual things. It's as I said earlier, if you're not seeking the spiritual realm, you will miss it. The opposite can be true. We can be so casual about spiritual things. And what I mean by that is that we simply take it for granted. It becomes more of a ritual or religious thing than a dynamic relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus makes it clear in John 15, verses 1 through 7, that we must be plugged into him. It's like you can't run a power tool unless you plug it in or charge up the battery first. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is the power source for the supernatural. Jesus was speaking at this particular example that I'm going to give to people who lived off the land. He spoke in agricultural terms, and he uses the vineyard as an example. And he says in John 15, verses 1 through 7. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, or the vineyard owner. Every branch, the Christian, in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear even more fruit. Verse 3 says, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. You see, your salvation experience makes you pruned, no dead branches. Isn't that good news? Then in verse 4, he says, abide in me, live in me, and I in you. And here's the important part. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it lives or abides in the vine, and neither can you unless you abide in me. That's Jesus speaking. In verse 5, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. And this is important, for without me, you can do nothing. Verse 6 says, and if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Now, clearly, this is not talking about salvation, but it is talking about the judgment seat, which all Christians will experience, and that is judging for our works. You find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And then finally, in verse 7, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so you will be my disciples. Remember, just want to remind you that you've already received the first miracle in your life. When you accepted Jesus into your life, you are loved by God, you are forgiven of your sins, and accepted into the family of God. Don't ever overlook how great your salvation is. However, we're expected to grow and to mature, and as mature individuals, we're expected to be fruitful or bear fruit. Now, what does a fruitful Christian look like? Well, number one, he or she is not ashamed or embarrassed about telling others about Jesus. We call that evangelism. You just need to learn how to do that. Number two, he or she is manifesting or showing the fruit of the Spirit. That's love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's found in Galatians 5:22. By the way, showing the fruit of the Spirit begins at home, and then it grows outward. You see, it's always more difficult to demonstrate the fruit of salvation at home. That's because everyone knows you. Finally, remember, you can't really be truly fruitful through your own efforts alone. Jesus makes it clear you need to plug into him, for without him, remember, you can do nothing. So maintain your awareness of spiritual things. Maintain your awareness that Jesus lives in you. Don't just forget about him and wait till the next Sunday or the next meeting that you have, Bible meeting, whatever it might be, but be aware of him every single day because he's aware of you. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you the next time.